Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, To Whom Do We Go?
This is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be raised and established as the highest mountain, and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many people shall come and say, Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, that we may walk in his paths. For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge between the nations and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. In a world of many wars, we hear, one nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. People wait for hostages to be freed with hope, fear their loved ones are lost or not well, look for them amid the rubble. They wait for loved ones to return from war. We wait for family members to come to our tables. Zooms and phone calls may help, but nothing beats alive and in person. To whom do we go when we are in trouble or in need? Who do we trust when we fear? Today's readings direct us to the holy mountain of the Lord, or to Jesus in the gospel. Do we join with others on pilgrimage to learn from the Lord of peace, or trust as the centurion that Jesus could heal even from a distance? We are told all nations shall come. What about us in our lives? How welcoming are we of the foreigner, the refugee, those unlike us? Are we willing to walk with them in our everyday lives? Last night's news reported a rise in anti-Semitism. People who shot Palestinian Americans. Prejudice and racism occur in subtle ways. We can wound with our words as well as with physical violence. Where do we stand? How can you and I move to walk with peace in the way of our God? Can we be like Jesus, who welcomed the centurion and recognized his faith? We are called to walk in the light of the Lord. Let us look today at the ways in which we are a light of hope and peace to others. What in us needs to focus on God's ways, not on our hurts or misunderstandings? How can we be people of faith?